Our study continues in the 12th chapter of the book of Judges, and we're ready to begin at the 7th verse. We're just ending the story of Jephthah. Jephthah has successfully defeated the children of Ammon. He has freed the oppression that his country had as a result of their invasion. And then he also repelled the attack by the Ephraimites, who accused him of not calling them to come and help. We had that story in the last lesson. Now in verse 7, and Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. So we have the conclusion of the story. He was a judge of Israel for 6 years, not a very long reign compared to some of the other judges. We find that Jephthah was a wise and valiant man. He did carry out the will of God, and he did have God with him. Then died Jephthah, the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. So we end the time of the judgeship of Jephthah. In the remainder of this chapter, we have a short account of the short reigns of three more of the judges of Israel, the first of whom judged but 7 years, the second 10 years, and the third 8 years. So verse 8 says, and after him Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. This is probably the Bethlehem that's located in Judah rather than the Bethlehem in Zebulun, since the one in Zebulun is only mentioned once in Joshua 19:15. So again, that great tribe puts a person into national prominence by having Ibzan to become the judge. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. So this man had a tremendously large family, 30 sons and 30 daughters. And we can see what a contrast this is with the previous judge, Jephthah, who only had one daughter, and she was to remain a virgin for the rest of her life. But he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, and the way this is stated here, whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his son. So he saw that all of these children were married. All 60 of them were married in his lifetime, so this indicates he probably lived to be quite old to have seen this happen. And he judged Israel 7 years. So this is not a very long judgeship for Ibzan, but 7 years is a period of time in which a person can certainly exert a lot of influence upon the course of a nation. Verse 10, then died Ibzan and was buried in Bethlehem. And so he was buried in the place that he lived and judged. And we were reminded of the fact that this Bethlehem would be the same place in which our Savior, Jesus Christ, also was born. Verse 11, and after him, Elon, a Zebulonite, judged Israel. And he judged Israel 10 years. So we see the next judge comes from the northern part of the country, up in Zebulon. He is now in national prominence. He judged for 10 years, which is 3 years longer than Ibzan. And some of the Bible scholars have computed that it was during his judgeship that the Philistines began their 40-year oppression of Israel. Since this judge was in the northern part of the country, he probably was fairly removed from the area that the Philistines attacked in the southern part of the nation, and consequently allowed them to move in and get a foothold. It was also during his reign that Samson was born. Verse 12, and Elon the Zebulonite died, and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. Verse 13, and after him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 ass colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. This judge is from the tribe of Ephraim, and it's the first time that Ephraim has now placed a person in this greater prominence since Joshua. As you remember, this tribe of Ephraim has great promise of being a leader in the nation, which it will show more of when it becomes the prominent leader of the northern kingdom during the time of the divided kingdom. Abdon is also characterized by the fact that he had large numbers of children. He had 40 sons and 30 nephews, and these were prominent people. They rode on the 70 ass colts, which means that they were either very prominent persons in the community, or they served in some kind of official capacity in the government. He judged Israel 8 years, and Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parathonite, died and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. It is thought that during the time of Abdon, the country did not really have peace because of this breaking in by the Philistines upon them. But we do see here that in the case of each of these judges, mention is made of where they were buried. And it's probably because each of these had a monument at the grave, which was the custom of the time, and there were inscriptions placed upon these tombs. And so if anyone currently at the time this was written wanted to go and check the story, wanted to go and verify these things, they could go to the graves and verify the account. It is also very strange to note that in the history of all these judges, there's about a 250-year period in which there is not so much as one mention made of the high priest or of any other priest or Levite appearing either for the council or action in any public affair. Only the names of the high priest at that time are preserved, as found in 1 Chronicles 6, 4-7, and Ezra 7, 3-5. It's very strange that this great priesthood remains so obscure during this history, and it may very well be a reflection of the fact that the people were so ungodly that they had such a great tendency to turn away from the true and living God to other forms of worship that they forced the priesthood then to remain obscure in the giving of their history. And now we're ready to begin the 13th chapter of Judges. And in this